Radio Prague News. Heads of state and government from around the world have attended the state funeral of the late Czech ex-president Václav Havel in Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral. Officials and friends have paid tribute to the deceased Czech leader in their speeches after the funeral service. Thousands of people paid their last respects to Václav Havel at Prague Castle, and the Czech Republic's former federal partner Slovakia is also observing a day of mourning on Friday. Heads of state and government from around the world gathered in Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral on Friday to attend the state funeral of the late Czech ex-president Václav Havel. The funeral mass, served by Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka, started at noon with a minute of silence, which was also observed throughout the country. The Czech national anthem was played and 21 gun salutes were fired to conclude the ceremony, which lasted for over an hour. Some 40 countries had sent representatives to the funeral, among them French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German President Christian Wolff, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, British Prime Minister David Cameron, and others. 27 charter flights landed at Prague Airport on Friday morning, carrying heads of state and other officials and guests who arrived in the city for the state funeral of Václav Havel. The U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, her husband, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright arrived in Prague at 10 a.m., followed by the Polish delegation, including former President Lech Walesa, and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and the French actor Alain Delon, Mr. Havel's friend of many years. The Prague-Ruzyně Airport also saw the arrival of the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, and the British Prime Minister David Cameron and former Prime Minister John Major. Officials and friends paid tribute to the deceased president in their speeches following the mass. In a sermon, Archbishop Dominik Duka said Václav Havel was a person able to raise hope among Czechs and thus unite them. In his speech, Czech President Václav Klaus said that although many things came to an end with the departure of Václav Havel, his message that freedom was worth sacrifices would live on. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg vowed to strive for truth and love the way Mr. Havel had done. The former U.S. Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, who is of Czech descent and was a close friend of Mr. Havel's, spoke in her native Czech. She said, for Mr. Havel, conscience was like a muscle which needed to be worked and exercised in the face of adversity. A condolence letter from Pope Benedict XVI was read out before the Mass by the former Apostolic Nuncio to the Czech Republic, Cardinal Giovanni Coppa. In his letter, the Pope paid tribute to Mr. Havel's visionary leadership after the fall of the communist regime. The family and friends of the deceased ex-president attended a private ceremony at Prague's Strašnice crematorium on Friday afternoon. The remains of the late Czech leader will be laid to rest in the family tomb at the nearby Vinohrady cemetery in Prague, which is the final resting place of Václav Havel's first wife Olga and the late president's parents. At noon on Friday, bells tolled and sirens were sounded across the Czech Republic in memory of the departed president, and people observed a minute of silence in his honor. In many towns and cities, public transport came to a halt, and people gathered in historically significant places and on town squares to light a candle and pay the late president a final tribute. Crowds of people gathered around the Prague Castle complex on Friday morning to watch the live television broadcast from St. Vitus Cathedral on large screens. An estimated 35,000 people queued for hours during the past couple of days to pay their last respects to the late statesman whose coffin lay in state in Prague Castle's Vladislav Hall. Some 10,000 also joined the funeral procession through Prague on Wednesday morning. The Czech Republic's former federal partner Slovakia is also observing a day of mourning on Friday. Slovakia's President Ivan Gašparovič and Prime Minister Iveta Radičová, along with former President Rudolf Schuster and ex-Prime Minister Mikuláš Dzurinda, attended the funeral ceremony in Prague. Flags are flying at half-mast in Slovakia, and a special mass will be held in St. Martin's Cathedral in the capital Bratislava on Friday evening in honor of the last president of Czechoslovakia. A public memorial concert for Václav Havel at Prague's Lucerna Palace, organized by his brother Ivan, will mark the end of the three-day period of mourning observed in the Czech Republic. The rock group The Plastic People of the Universe, which was closely associated with Václav Havel, will be playing along with other groups of the dissident music scene, Garage, Hudba Praha and the Velvet Underground Revival. The organizers have also promised to show clips from documentary films about the former president and play tributes from friends and celebrities. The memorial concert will be shown on a big screen on Wenceslas Square and live on Czech television. I'm Pavla Horáková, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, broadcasting on the occasion of the funeral of Czech and Czechoslovak president, playwright, and human rights leader Václav Havel. Church bells tolled across the Czech Republic at noon, and the nation held a minute of silence in memory of the hero of the Velvet Revolution and the country's first post-communist president, Václav Havel. Mr. Havel, who died last Sunday at the age of 75, has received a state funeral, the likes of which have rarely been seen in Czech history, and the first such occasion in the modern Czech state. Daniela Lazarova reports.
Ve jménu Otce i Syna i Ducha Svatého. Pokoj Kristův, ať zůstává s vámi.
Family members, friends, the entire Czech political elite and dozens of heads of state and foreign dignitaries gathered at Prague's Gothic St. Vitus Cathedral, the biggest and most important church in the country, for the funeral mass of the late Václav Havel. Among those present were French President Nicolas Sarkozy, British Prime Minister David Cameron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, to name just a few. The mass, celebrated by Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka in Czech and Latin, opened with a minute of silence. A message of condolence from Pope Benedict XVI was read out by the papal nuncius Giovanni Coppa, in which the Pope hailed Václav Havel as a visionary, praising his courage and perseverance in the fight for freedom and democracy.
Pamatuji si, jak odvážně pan Havel bránil lidská práva.
Josef Abraham, the actor who starred in the film version of Václav Havel's Leaving, read selected passages from the Book of Job. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra and the Prague Philharmonic Choir performed Antonín Dvořák's Requiem, after which the Archbishop led a prayer for the soul of the departed president. He recalled the day when Václav Havel, as the newly elected president of Czechoslovakia, came to St. Vitus Cathedral to give thanks for the return of freedom and democracy to his homeland. Among the speakers at the funeral ceremony were President Václav Klaus, Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, and the former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who is of Czech descent and was a close friend of the late Václav Havel.
Uplynulých 20 letech byl jeden z největší respektovaných mužů této planety.
In the past 20 years, he was one of the most respected men on this planet, but he was never satisfied with what he had achieved. Those who considered Václav Havel to be naive could not have been more mistaken. He was fully aware of human weaknesses, but he was determined not to succumb to them. For Havel, the human conscience was like a muscle which needed to be worked and exercised in the face of adversity. No one was more Czech than Václav Havel, but his kindness and wisdom transcended borders. It was an honor to be his friend. He will be greatly missed, but he will never, never be forgotten.
Ale nikdy, nikdy na něj nezapomeneme.
The funeral for the late president ended to the sound of 21 cannon salvos and the Czech national anthem, and his casket was carried out of the cathedral to the sound of organ music. The state funeral for Václav Havel was the culmination of a three-day mourning period for the country's first post-communist president, during which thousands of people followed his coffin on his final journey through the capital and came to bow to his remains in a show of respect and gratitude. A private ceremony for family and friends only will take place at Prague's Strašnice crematorium on Friday afternoon, and Václav Havel's remains will be laid to rest in the family tomb in Prague's Vinohrady cemetery.
Thousands of people gathered in and around the courtyards of Prague Castle to watch the Requiem on large television screens set up there and to be close to what is a major event in Czech modern history for them. And indeed, throughout the week, large crowds have gathered at cities across the country. Joining me in the studio to discuss the events of this day and the last 6 days is Jan Richter. Jan, how did ordinary Czechs say goodbye to their first post-communist president?
Well, Christian, the whole week since Václav Havel passed away last Sunday saw an extraordinary display of respect and love for the late president in Prague and around the country, where people spontaneously gathered and lit candles and remembered Václav Havel as soon as they heard the news of his passing away. People in Prague had an opportunity to say goodbye to him since Monday, when his casket laid in state at Prague Crossroads, which is a former church in Prague's old town. Václav Havel turned into a kind of spiritual center. On Wednesday, the capital saw thousands of Czechs, Slovaks and others who joined Václav Havel on his last journey across the center of the capital to the Prague Castle area. There his coffin was placed on a gun carriage and then taken to Vladislav Hall in a military ceremony. And there the remains of the late president laid in repose for another 2 days, and more than 20,000 people came on Wednesday and Thursday to pay their last respects. And today, of course, on the day of his funeral, a minute of silence was observed again across the whole of the Czech Republic.
It's been a ceremony of incredible scale for a man who was known for his great humbleness and modesty. And many of his friends and colleagues have suggested that he would not have enjoyed a funeral of such pomp.
That is true. They said that as they knew Václav Havel, he would have found it too official perhaps and too pompous. But some of them also said that as the president of their country and as well as perhaps the most renowned and most respected Czech citizen in the world of today, he deserved to be buried with the highest state honors. Also, there will be many unofficial gatherings in Prague and other cities of people who want to honor Václav Havel in their own way. Many people came to Prague Crossroads, where the arrangements were much less formal. And many of his friends will also come to the Lucerna Palace, which his family constructed in the first half of the 20th century, and where they will mark his passing away in a way he would have certainly liked, with rock concerts, film screenings, photo exhibits, and things like that.
Well, it was a tremendously powerful ceremony in St. Vitus Cathedral, led by the Archbishop of Prague and other dignitaries. But what were the actual religious beliefs of Václav Havel?
That is a very interesting question, an important one as well. Václav Havel was baptized Roman Catholic, but he was never a practicing Catholic. His background and his education, informal education, as he was not allowed to for any higher education by the communist regime, that made him open to all kinds of spiritual values from all streams and denominations, really. I think that at one point in his life, he was very close to Christianity and to Catholicism in particular. This was in the 1970s, when he was under so much pressure from the communist authorities. He was very isolated. He was under constant surveillance. Many of his colleagues at the time in the opposition and later also his fellow prisoners were either Catholic believers or even Catholic priests. But he also had very close relations to philosophers Zdeněk Urbánek and others, and I think he gradually adopted a kind of broader view of God, which is what he talks about very powerfully in his famous book Letters to Olga, which were his letters from prison addressed to his late wife Olga Havlová. But he was open to other religious beliefs as well. He held the Dalai Lama in great esteem. He also had a great respect for Judaism. But ultimately, I think Václav Havel arrived at his own perception of the transcendent. He was a deeply spiritual man, and in the last months of his life, he was taken care of by nuns from the Order of San Borromeo. And I think he had time to discuss spiritual matters with them towards the end of his life, too.
In the end, he passed away at his country house in Hradeček. He even ordered the nuns and his wife to make sure that he didn't end up in the hospital. How did he spend the last days of his life at Hradeček?
Well, for the past several months, he was staying there in the famous country cottage Hradeček, which he bought in 1967, and which he loved very much and once called his spiritual home. Some of the nuns that were there with him over the last days actually shared their experience with the public in recent days, and they said that because of his health problems, he used much of his energy really just to get through the day. But sometimes, when he felt better, he would be working for 2 or 3 hours a day. He started a new play, which he was talking about. It was supposed to be called Sanatorium. And, for example, he also signed some 40 New Year's wish cards. The nun said that on Sunday, he felt well but a little weak. He had breakfast, and then he said he wanted to take a nap. At 10:15 on Sunday morning, he died then peacefully in his sleep.
Jan Richter, thank you very much. That ends Radio Prague's special broadcast marking the funeral of Václav Havel and the end of a week of grief and shock, but also fond remembrance and reverence of a truly great man described as one of the greatest Czechs in history. From all of us at Radio Prague, goodbye. We leave you with Antonín Dvořák's Requiem, played at the funeral service by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Jiří Bělohlávek. Thank you.